Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I wake up this morning after not getting a lot of sleep last night, just very happy this morning.
You're very happy?
Yeah, you know why? Because there's a young player that I wanted to see as soon as we drafted him. I couldn't wait to see him. And then lo and behold, that young player makes his way into the lineup last night and scores his first goal. His name's Braden Schneider for the Rangers. So now I'm happy.
You're happy, my chest.
I'm really good.
I'm happy because you're happy.
And, you know, he's a defenseman, big kid, and he's going to be, I think he's going to be a really good player, but we'll see. But, yeah, we won the game out in San Jose that our psychotherapist flight attendant basically won to.
Yes, that's right. Yes. For anybody who missed it, we had a very interesting lady call and said her husband was dragging her to Rangers Sharks last night, and she was a former flight attendant who turned into a psychotherapist who now helps people with their fear of flying and also can detect what nationality you are by the smell of your fart. So she was out there watching the game.
And we won 3-0, so it's good. You know,
and really loves it when I do this.
I see Boomer talking hockey.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see he's back at it again.
Boom, 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 boom.
I see that he ain't ever stopping. And I see that everyone agrees.
Not everyone.
Hey, Boomer, let us be.
Yeah.
Because we can guarantee nobody cares about hockey.
You know, I don't think I ever heard that one in all the years. I don't think I've heard that one.
Well, your Islanders won last night, too.
So oh, yes. Very good. So they're on their way back.
Jersey Devils. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but and the other thing, too, that happened yesterday, out of the blue, the Knicks make a trade. And they make a trade for Cam Reddish. Now, this is interesting because, you know, Cam Reddish was a first-round draft choice. Cam Reddish is 6'8", 7'1", wingspan, and kind of fell out of favor for whatever reason down in Atlanta. It's interesting reading all the stories, and we ended up trading Kevin Knox down there to Atlanta. And it's interesting reading all the stories as to whether or not Thibodeau and maybe R.J. Barrett, his former teammate at Duke, and, you know, can unlock really the what seems to be, and the way I looked at this last night, a tremendous amount of, like, potential.
Oh, sure, without a doubt. He's 22 years old. The guy can defend. He has improved on his three-point shot. I really do believe that if they can unlock that potential, that he could be a starter and someone who could be a really, really good player for the Knicks now and in the future. What's interesting, though, there were some reports, and I don't know if it's fake news or not, that Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett weren't the best of friends there at
Duke.
Well,
who cares? I mean, it doesn't really
matter. It's interesting, at least. It's more interesting than just talking about the trade itself.
I know.
The defenseman that you called up who scored a goal. But, yeah, I mean, I was excited about it. I was, yes. Now, it's not the trade that's going to make them go and win a championship. We know this, but no. I thought it was a shrewd move by Leon
Rose. They got
it
for basically nothing.
Yeah.
If it turns out well, it's going to be we'll look back on it and say, you know, wow, this is an unbelievable trade by Leon Rose and everything else. And by the way, you're not going to ruin my day. You're just not going to ruin my day.
You've already ruined mine.
I'm like floating on air a little bit this morning.
You know,
I didn't get much sleep. And the reason I didn't get much sleep is because I was very happy when I tried to go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just the way it is. I mean, all I can tell you is that you're not going to ruin my day, so don't try. But here's the thing. The Knicks traded a guy that didn't play at all, Kevin Knox, and fell out of favor for whatever reason with Coach Thibodeau. But now they replace him with a guy all of a sudden we think is going to play. So now where do they actually fit him in?
Where do they fit him in? I do believe that Evan Fournier's minutes could be in peril a little bit. because I think
just gave
that
him a 4-year contract.
Okay, but he has performed to what end of that 4-year contract?
I don't know. He's had high highs and low lows.
Right, exactly. And defensively, he stinks. So I think that Cam Reddish is someone that's looked upon as can be a lot better of a defender than Evan Fournier, and I do think that that's probably where he fits in. You know, there was a log jam there with minutes in Atlanta for him, and I think that Tom Thibodeau is going to give him an opportunity, and I think that you'll probably see him with Fournier, maybe some of his minutes getting cut down, because he's not. What are you going to do? You're going to cut down R.J. Barrett's minutes?
No, you're not going to cut down any of those minutes. But no. You know, it's almost like you're adding a guy now to the mix that is obviously going to be inhibiting somebody's minutes or a number of players' minutes. But although I also like it from the sheer fact that you have a 6'8", 7'1" wingspan, athletic,
young
on the outside, 22 years. And
yeah.
This is like right up my alley.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want a 34-year-old has-been. I don't want any more of those guys. I want guys who are ready to rock and roll, ready to run up and down the court. This guy's a good shooter. I don't know. Is it going to make us champion? No, it's not. But you know what? It's going to make us more interesting. It's going to make us more athletic. It doesn't make us necessarily younger because, you know, Knox was young too, but It just feels like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and we'll see what else they end up doing at the deadline if they add more. Now, I always know when you're up late because when you come in and you start blasting music in your office to wake you up.
Yeah.
So anytime, and I knew it too, I was like San Jose, you know, the Rangers are playing out there. You probably stayed up late. And then, of course, the first thing you do when you come in is you're blasting Pitbull out of your office.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what I hear.
Yeah, I know.
So well, no surprise that you got no sleep.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity.
Worldwide, baby.
You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance.
We're gonna boogie, hoogie, hoogie. Yeah.
We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out.
Yeah.
Take the roof on fire.
Yeah.
Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire.
Yeah, baby.
I'm on fire.
And the funniest part about this is
I'm on fire.
Yeah. Boomer will put this on, crank it all the way up, and then leave his office to do the sports minutes. So it's the rest of us that are listening to it. He's not even listening to it.
Oh, yeah, that's why Mirage said what Mirage said when I came out of the studio. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that guy.
Come on, I had a nice little, you know, glass of Casamigos to celebrate the victory last night, and I couldn't wait to get to work today.
Bush. Bush.
In the bush.
Yeah!
You
mentioned Mirage.
Yes.
So I found out this morning that he didn't know what the FCC was. And he's been a producer in sports talk radio for the longest time.
Don't they teach you that in school?
Did he go to school or does he roll in here from Subway? I know he was working at Subway before
he
came.
SUNY Old Westbury, I believe.
Yeah, he didn't know what the FCC was. He thought that the FDA was the FCC. He thought that the FDA was the FCC.
Has he heard like the FDA around the vaccines
and stuff? I guess,
years?
Yeah.
Has he been paying attention?
Yeah, he didn't know there was a difference between the FCC and the FDA.
Well, how did that conversation start?
Who knows? I mean, he was probably talking about, I don't know, FDA regulations and then, you know.
If I went to him and I said FTC, would he know what that is?
The FTC?
Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
Absolutely not. How about the SEC, not meaning the Southeastern Conference?
Well, he would know the Southeastern Conference, but he wouldn't know the Security Exchange
Commission. Right. Yeah, no, absolutely no way. Yeah, didn't know what it was. I mean, someone in his position, that's a problem, is it not?
How about if you say to him, hey, what's OSHA?
What's OSHA?
Yeah.
I couldn't really even tell you what OSHA was.
Okay. Well, OSHA is actual the Occupational Safety and Health Acts.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, but there's,
that's going on.
But it is an the OSHA administration, I believe.
Right. But the whole point is, when you work in radio, you should know what the FCC is. You know, he doesn't need to know what OSHA is when he's someone who needs to protect the license of radio stations, especially when they're on 150 affiliates or more over there on the network. He needs to know what the FCC is.
Do you think we should have a refresher course for some of these younger guys around here to make them understand exactly what they're stepping into and what the requirements are from a legal standpoint?
Oh, 100%. I think we should.
Have they ever done that?
Like a refresher course on what words to say and FCC regulations and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, we get those emails. Well, you don't because you don't look at your work emails. But
yeah.
we get them like once a year, Al, right? We get the review of all regulations and for curses and for, you know, April Fools, the whole thing.
Well, April Fools, yeah, and then the Michael Buffer thing, you can't say that. We get that every year.
Yep, yep.
But I never got like an FCC, you're not allowed to say these words email. I don't remember ever seeing that.
At the beginning, many years ago, when we were still CBS radio, and I was working over at with Opie and Anthony thing, the company put out nationwide a booklet that was called Words Hurt and Harm.
They were ahead of their time.
Absolutely.
100% ahead of their time.
Unbelievable.
Who put that together?
Some CBS radio person years ago.
Programming person? Yeah, HR person?
I think it was like a combination of a bunch of people got together.
And it had a book filled with words that hurt and harm?
Well, it was just it was a book about how words do hurt and harm others.
Yeah, Sal had to put a caller in his place this morning that was with using words to hurt and harm.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
That was so tremendous.
Guy called up and goes, hey, Sal. There was Mike in Manhattan. Hey, Sal. How the Yankees hired his broad to be the manager to single A Torpins? I mean, with the mood swings and everything.
Oh, Jesus God. Come on.
And Sal was like, he handled it perfectly. You know, he's like, how do you even call up and say that and put your name to this? I mean, you got to evolve, you donkey.
And Neanderthal.
I wasn't 100% sure if he was serious or not, like, or he was just messing with Sal, but I do think he actually was serious. There, I talked to Al about it.
So a couple updates for you?
Let's hear these updates. Couple updates.
Okay, so I don't know.
Oh, is that Spike, by the way? Oh, who was that? I thought that was
Fleegs.
Oh, it was Fleegs. All right, Fleegs. Go ahead.
No, I was telling you that eventually there'll be a new Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right, did I tell you that? Now, I still think it's going to, I don't know. So if you're over by the Vessel in Hudson Yards, that's privately owned property. Mm-hmm. Stephen Ross and related property owns all of that stuff. And you have that area where the Long Island Railroad, the train yard for the Long Island Railroads, after they come through the subway, they park over there and then
sure.
they come out of Penn Station and everything else. So Governor Hochul, which you know most governors want to do, they want to use grandiose projects to promote who they are and what they're trying to do, and she really is very serious about moving the garden. So now they're talking about moving it over to DeWitt Clinton Park over between 54th and 52nd Street on 11th Avenue. I think you probably have driven past it. You probably don't realize it.
I probably went to a club back there in like the
there's a couple
my
clubs
mid,
over,
my
over
mid-20s.
There on, right, in a couple of those areas over
stumbled
there.
Stumbled around, yeah.
Right. So they're talking about possibly building a brand new garden right between 52nd and 54th Street, right where the park is. And I guess they'll have to move the park or figure out another way to create a park somewhere over
can
there.
Can you move a sure. park?
Well, it is, I believe, the reason why that place would be the place to do it is because it's state-owned land.
Mm-hmm.
Just like where UBS is built over by Belmont, that's
yeah.
state-owned land. It's not controlled by the county. And, you know, Governor Cuomo used that land over there to be able to build UBS Arena and slam it through the legislature to be able to use the land and the money and the support and all that other stuff. And that would be the same thing going on with the garden. I really thought it would be over there near Hudson Yards, but who knows? That may all still happen. But I do believe this is all tied to the next announcement that's coming, and that's going to be a brand new Buffalo Bills stadium.
Oh, wow.
In Orchard Park, because if we're going to build yet another stadium down in Manhattan, we have to build another stadium up in Buffalo.
Well, good for them and those crazy people up there.
So they want a new stadium that's going to be right across the street from the present stadium. And obviously much smaller than the present stadium, but we'll have many more luxury boxes.
Okay.
And now's the time to do it because obviously the Buffalo Bills have been very, very good over the last 2 to 3 years since Josh Allen has gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you want to, like, the Islanders came through the Eastern Conference Finals for a couple of years there. They were building. Things were getting exciting. And the next thing you know, there's the political will, there's the building will, there's all that other stuff going on. And then, therefore, you can do what you want to do regardless of what else is going on in society.
When are the Jets and Giants going to get a new stadium there in New Jersey being knocked down that antiseptic piece of turd MetLife Stadium?
I'm not really involved in Jersey politics, so I don't really know.
God,
I live
place
in the state
sucks.
Of New York, and I could just kind of read the tea leaves.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like we'll be hearing about a new stadium in Buffalo relatively soon. And then yesterday, now all of a sudden you're starting to hear, you know, moving the Garden, creating a Penn Station that we all can be proud of and everything else, and making the Garden, because, you know, Jim Dolan's going to want to make the Garden better than UBS, because UBS is an incredible arena.
Penn Station we could be proud of.
Well, that's what they, I know you don't see it and you can't believe it, but that's what they're talking about.
Come on, the place is always going to be a cesspool. From the second I was born to right now, today, in this very minute, Penn Station has been a dirty, disgusting place that you only have to be there, you know, occasionally. That Penn Station bathroom, there's more germs in that bathroom than any other place on earth. Any other place on earth.
Well, this is why they're trying to fix it and create.
You can't fix it.
Create a great way, a gateway to New York. You know, kind of make it like Moynihan Station. Kind of make it like, you know, a grandiose kind of beautiful place and open it up and bring some light in.
Sure.
Because when you bring light in, that's how germs get killed.
Absolutely. All right.
Right now it's a dungeon.
At some point, we will get to your Super Wild Card Weekend stuff. But Boomer wanted to talk about the new Madison Square Garden.
Well, it's a big deal for
a Rangers rookie, a Knicks trade, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
There was a celebrity engagement yesterday.
Oh, good. I love celebrity.
Celebrity engagement. It was Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Well, I like Megan Fox.
You like Megan Fox, yeah. So they are engaged. And she said, just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood.
What?
They drank each other's blood after the engagement, two of them.
Wow, yep. Really?
Yep.
What's happened to her?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like a pint of blood or just like they pricked each other's fingers and sucked some blood out of it. But they did
like
indeed.
A shot glass of blood?
No
maybe?
Chance.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of blood. Right. You'd really have to.
Shot glass?
You'd have to really cut yourself for that.
I mean, if they're cutting themselves or they could go to like a clinic. They could give blood, because there's a shortage of blood, by the way.
There is a blood shortage,
oh,
yes.
Thanks, guys, for donating.
They could give blood and then just say, hey, can we just keep a little shot glass for ourselves so we could
drink it when we get engaged. Yeah.
They also chain themselves together via their fingernails.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I was going to do that with Al when we went to the Jordan Davis concert. And that's why he couldn't get out of there.
By the way, Jordan Davis on Jimmy Fallon tonight.
Very cool.
So good for him. As he continues to
climb up the ladder. When you come on Boomer and Geo, all of a sudden your light starts shining a little bit brighter.
That's right.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, he actually texted me yesterday. He said, "Hey, I'm coming up to New York to do Fallon." He goes, "I don't know if you guys are free tomorrow." I said, "It's a Friday. You will not see any of us past 10:01. But have a good time."
That's true.
Have a good time and good luck. So how much do you think Sean Marash would take to drink your blood? $1,000? Pint of Boomer's blood?
A pint?
Well, not a pint.
You can't ask him to drink a pint.
Not a pint. Maybe a little bit of blood?
Like I said, a shot glass.
Shot glass worth of your blood? I mean, you think he would take
I'd feel very uncomfortable doing that. Really?
You would?
Yeah.
He's giving him your blood to drink?
Like, I don't really know him that well. I mean, I know him and everything, and I like him, and he's a goofball, but right. I just...
Amy Lawrence might do it for free, actually.
But maybe we could get... If you told me Al Dukes was going to do it.
You could argue she's already done it every morning.
You could tell me if Al Dukes wanted to do it.
Would you drink Boomer's blood?
I would not.
Not even a little bit?
Nope.
One little prick of the finger?
No.
Lick it off?
Nope. A lot of diseases and things carried in blood.
Well, of course, but I think Boomer's healthy.
You think I'm carrying diseases?
We don't know.
No one knows.
No one knows.
Could have the corona. Would say no would be my guess, but we don't know.
Good, I'm glad.
Well, what diseases is he carrying? Are you
probably
afraid
none?
Of COVID?
But do you know that for a fact?
I don't. But okay. I'd be willing to roll the dice.
I get a blood workup and everything, and I'm all clear.
When was the last
good.
Time you had a blood workup? This
last
morning.
Year?
Well, lots happened in the last year.
Yeah, but I've been. You know what? Go screw.
You guys don't want to drink my blood. Go screw.
I don't. None of us think you do, but none of us know.
That would be rough if he ended up catching something from drinking the blood bit. You're like, oh man.
Listen, if they're drinking,
you didn't know you had hepatitis B. Oh God.
Now, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Lots of piercings and everything, right?
Lots of piercings. Yes.
Tattoos.
Yeah. Who knows what he's doing in his spare time? This guy.
Yeah.
She's gargling his blood. Mm. She didn't care. That's how much they're in love.
That's good.
Yeah, that's.
I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for them too. Jerry's here with his update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. All right, wild card weekend in the NFL. Super wild card weekend. Two games tomorrow. We start with the Bengals and the Raiders, and Derek Carr, who knows, must be better than the November game they played with them.
They beat us last time, and we know what kind of team they are because we played them, and they're super good, super talented, really well coached, like I said, and it'll be an exciting challenge.
Now, I did pick this as a cool game. I will tell you, after just watching a little bit of his press conference, there's too much of a very excited to be here type of feel to it.
For who now?
Derek Carr.
For Derek Carr.
Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean that's going to say anything about the game tomorrow, but he was just like so happy that, like, they're playing.
So, well, they've been through a lot this year.
Yes, they have been, which is why I said cool game. They've been resilient. They've powered through stuff, and here they are in the playoffs. So I'm rooting for them, but I think the Bengals will win.
I would say cool game as well, because these teams haven't played each other since the 80s, I think, and since Bo Jackson was playing.
That was the last playoff game that the Bengals, that I played as the Bengals quarterback. We won the game before that, and that was the last playoff game that the Bengals had won, like 31 or 30 years ago, whatever it was.
A long, long
time.
But
I was in the Bo Jackson hip game, yes. Walker, my teammate, tackled him from behind, and there's a photo I saw of it this week. And I didn't realize just how bad it looked. But
ended his career.
Yeah. But I, you think the Raiders are going to win, huh? So the Raiders and the Bengals played already this year.
No, I think the Bengals are going to win. I'm concerned that, I don't know. I feel like the Raiders going cross country. His attitude was like, hey, we're playoffs. Not that he did that.
That'd
but
be
I'm
a
just
little
saying.
Bit loose, I think, and just enjoy the moment.
That's true.
Go
he
out there
definitely
and play. But, yeah, the Bengals killed them earlier in the season.
Yeah, it was a 37-14 or something like that.
32-14,
yeah.
I think.
So, anyway, that's the afternoon game. Tomorrow night, Bills-Patriots, CBS, of course. Here is Mac Jones, need to be better, but also needs to play within himself.
I think it's more about just doing a little bit more, but you got to stick to what you know, and you have to just prepare how you always have, regardless of the situation.
And these two teams splitting their two games this year, the Patriots winning in Orchard Park in that crazy weather, not passing the ball, and then the Bills coming back and winning at Foxborough. Sunday, Bucks home for the Eagles. Now,
not a
we did call it a cool game because of the rain, the wind, the atmosphere. It's Brady.
Hurts. Actually, we did call it a cool game. Here's Hurts, clearly not interested. Nice setup by the reporter. Nice long question. Jalen Hurts, not interested in the answer.
You were 3 years old the first time Tom Brady played in a playoff game. I'm guessing you don't remember that one, but curious what the earliest sort of Brady game or moment is in your memory bank.
I don't remember.
And that was
that
it.
That was it.
And there was silence. All right, next question. We move on.
Hey, Jerry, before you move on here, I just want to ask Allie something. I'm hearing a rumor. Can you sit down just for 1 second, Allie? That the person at Starbucks, who she's gotten to know pretty well, I guess, over the last year or so that you've gone down there, said, "How far along are you, Norman?"
Yeah, and I said, "That's not my name."
Well, how would they know?
I thought that was kind of weird.
That's ridiculous.
That's actually very funny.
He asked that question.
I know.
Does this guy seem like an idiot or just?
No, it was a girl. She was a young girl.
Young girl. How far along are you, Norman?
That's very good. Pretty funny.
Well, have a great weekend there, Allie. Okay?
Bye, Allie.
Yeah, get home safe.
See you, Allie. Have a good day.
Niners, Cowboys, CBS, of course, Sunday afternoon at 4:30. Going to be a lot of red, I think, in that stadium. We will see. One interesting
thing.
You are
really concerned about this. Like, you talk
about this. Well, it's a storyline. Did you see what they did in L.A.?
Yeah, but this is Dallas.
And did you see what they did when they were in Dallas last year?
I thought the Dallas Cowboys were the greatest team ever.
Well, I'll tell you what they are.
On this earth.
America's team.
And they're the most watched team.
You better start showing up.
Well, here's the problem with that. As I said to Al this morning, if you're a season ticket holder for the Cowboys.
Yes.
What do you think lower, I'm not saying front row, lower level seats, what's the starting price in the secondary market?
$7,500.
No, God, no. $850.
Okay.
For one ticket.
So then go to the game then.
What the world are you living in?
Or you could sell your four tickets and make a quick $3,000. So I think there'll be a lot of 49er fans in that building. We'll see. I mean, they travel well, just like the Cowboy fans travel well. So here's Nick Bosa talking about the Cowboys tackle Tyron Smith, Lael Collins. Of course, people think they're really good. Here's Bosa.
They're definitely beatable. There's tape on them getting beat, and we're trying to do the same.
I'll see if they do that Sunday afternoon. Sunday night Steelers in Kansas City. Monday, you've got the Cardinals and the Rams. What are the Texans doing? They fired David Culley yesterday.
Yeah, they paid him $22 million or $25 million, I think. And they just said
he got $25 million.
Yeah, we just need a placeholder for a year
out of there.
And they got started late. Remember last year with the GM and everything.
I didn't know that.
They knowingly had him there as a placeholder,
I believe,
and gave him $25 million.
Well, they gave him a contract, and he's got a fully guaranteed contract.
Who wants that job, though?
I'll take it for that money. I'll sit there for 6 months and give me $25 million.
Well,
of course,
but I mean, if you know he's going to be a placeholder, then why the hell did you sign him to that long of a deal?
Guys, we came in here Monday. I told you Houston will be one of the teams. There'll be one of the teams that's going to be looking for a new coach.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is...
I'm not surprised at all by it at all.
No, my question is, why would you give him $25 million in a long-term contract if you knew he was going to be a placeholder? That's my question.
I think they were hoping that they were, found a diamond in the rough. And, they got started late, if you remember. Again, Casario's their general manager. They came down from the Patriots and... They were just like late to the party last year, and I don't know how David Culley got the job. I don't know anything about his interview, but all I do know is that he leaves a very wealthy man.
Yeah, absolutely. So good for him.
I feel better for him then.
Here's Michigan Joe Judge. He leaves as a wealthy man too.
Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. He did speak about rumors of him returning to the NFL.
I think our players would tell you, recruits would tell you, and I would tell you. I mean, It's more enjoyable, some of those rumors this year, than the ones last year at this very same time, because they were 180 degrees different.
He's talking about last year, how they were talking about him getting fired.
Right, and then returning to the NFL as opposed to him staying.
Yeah, so here we are a year later. We went to the college football playoffs, and I'm going to extract every ounce of revenge. And I guess you could say he's got hand in this situation.
Think so, because you got, seven openings in the NFL, and every team would love to have them.
Well, that's the thing. This is a great year to be Jim Harbaugh trying to enter back in, because there's really not a ton of exciting names out there.
That's true.
Brian Flores, as we talked about yesterday, it seems like Tom Landry compared to some of these other guys.
You're right. Colts GM Chris Ballard met the media Thursday. He was reflecting on the game in Jacksonville.
Look, we embarrassed ourselves. Embarrassed our owner, embarrassed our city. You know, when you put a performance like that out there, and it happens. Like, it's just a moment of when it happened to us. If you look, I mean, look, Buffalo went into Jacksonville, got beat.
But they didn't embarrass the city.
Well, let's not do a Joe Judge now. Well, let's not start pointing fingers around the rest of the league now,
Chris.
The
thing about it is that Buffalo, it was in the middle of the season. This was a win and end game. That's the difference. That's why he feels like they embarrassed the city, the owner, the whole thing.
Correct. So,
Carson Wentz may not be back there next year.
Here he was on Wentz. He basically was talking about Wentz. You know, yes, he's made some spectacular throws, but boy, oh boy, does he whiff on some of the easy ones.
I talked to Carson about this yesterday. So make the layups.
Make the layups.
Well, you know, and really the layup throw that he missed was in the game against the Raiders. He had T.Y. Hilton right down the sideline coming, you know, like one of those wheel routes. And it was probably maybe a 15 to 20-yard throw, and he just completely whiffed. Yep. If he hits him, he's going for a touchdown, and the game's probably going to be a route. But he missed him, and then the Raiders were able to stay in the game.
NBA last night, the Thunder just buried the Nets, 130 to 109. No Durant, no Patty Mills, no Irving, as we know. James Harden at 26 in the loss. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, big game, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. Now, the Knicks made a big deal as they acquired Cam Reddish from the Hawks for Kevin Knox and a 2022 protected first-round pick via the Hornets. And New York plays in Atlanta tomorrow night. So that's your local basketball.
I mean, how convoluted are these trades in the NBA?
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, you think about the protected picks and then the salaries that get matched up and then this and that. It's a lot, especially on draft night.
Kevin Knox wasn't doing anything here. They were not going to do anything with that draft pick. So, you know, get a guy in here that has maybe potential upside. He's, like I said, 6'8". Maybe he'll be a little bit more attentive to defense under Tom Thibodeau. And Thibodeau, look, I would love a 6'8", 7-foot wingspan guy.
I don't think he's a defensive player, though.
Well, some people say he's good at defense. If he puts his mind to
it's
it.
One of those
that's right. That's
he's got a lot of defensive potential, unlike Evan Fournier, who does not.
Right. Right, so let's switch. Let's get out of one bad situation and see if we can reignite somebody and their desire in the second situation, which is exactly what this is all about, I think, for both players.
Grizzlies beat the T-Wolves 116-108. Memphis has won 11 straight games. I would like to thank RP64 on Twitter for pointing me out. I didn't see this. At midnight, Shams Charania, is that his name? He reported the NBA has told teams daily surveillance COVID-19 testing for players, coaches, and Tier 1 personnel will not extend beyond this Saturday. Individuals will remain subject to testing if symptomatic.
That's so, the way it should be.
Yep. So that change is coming.
Well, we've got a billion tests being mailed out like tomorrow or something, or maybe next week or something.
DePaul beat number 20 Seton Hall 96-92. The Pirates had a lousy first half in that game. Oregon over number 3 UCLA 84-81. Major League Baseball made a proposal to the players Thursday. That, by all accounts, did very little to make any progress towards a deal. Rangers, Sharks, and San Jose. Boomer was up late watching this, and why wouldn't he as they get themselves a win?
Came to the ring. Oh.
Beadle. Strong. Looking. Back pass. The shot score!
How about that is right. Good job there, Sam.
Chris Kreider scored twice. Rangers win 3-0. Shesterkin, 37 saves. Rangers 24-10-4 on the season. And the Islanders were back in action. They beat the Devils 3-2. Matthew Barzal, the go-ahead goal late in the third. And Novak Djokovic facing deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa for a second time. Seems highly likely at this point that he will not be playing
it's amazing. The Australian Open. So the first time they rejected it, and then he appealed.
Got it overturned.
And got it overturned. So now this is the Minister of Immigration has said, nope, you're not coming here. And it's unbelievable what's going on there.
He's stuck there already, though, right?
He's already been, already been detained for 4 straight days.
Yeah, but he's already he's been practicing, too, because once it was okayed.
Correct.
And now the Minister of, like I said, Immigration is able to, like, supersede any of this stuff. And now they're going to go through, I guess, before a judge again, I believe today. And then it will determine whether or not he is going to be able to play or have to leave.
I think this is one of those stories that, like, the more I read about it, and the more I hear about it, the less interested I am. Like, it's just every day there's some other
thing.
Number one
player in the world, man.
Yeah, I know. I just like it. It's like enough
for the tennis community. It's huge.
And he's got a chance, if he wins the Aussie Open, he would be the all-time leader in Grand Slams for men.
Well, it's not going to happen. Get out. You suck. Get out, as Al Duke says.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
All right, last week we put together teams of famous people that we believe are going to have a bad year in the bad year draft. Before this week, I was the only one who had points. I had 25 points for Antonio Brown and Ava Louise and him sneaking her in and everything else. So we have a big update, though. Big update. So Joe Judge being fired gives 25 points to Eddie Scazzeri. So Eddie Scazzeri is on the board with Joe Judge getting fired. He took a calculated risk with that. He got it. Now, I don't imagine that Joe Judge is going to have many other issues the rest of the year.
I don't think he's going to be arrested.
But you took the 25 points, and good for you, so you're on the board with 25 points. We've got at least one 50-pointer here, and that is, I'll do the one that I know for a fact is a 50-pointer, and it's Al Dukes and Kanye West, because 50 points I wrote down and explained for a scandal involving an investigation. And this is the headline here. Rapper formerly known as Kanye West named main suspect in Los Angeles battery investigation.
He's a jackass.
So there you go. 50 points for Al Dukes with Kanye West. And it could be more.
Supposedly punched out a fan who was looking for an autograph, although I'm sure there was more involved there. But we'll see. He is being investigated.
So that's a big one. A 50-pointer is a huge one. Now, we have another one here with Boomer Esiason and Prince Andrew.
Oh, this is huge. This is more than 50 points.
No, well, not according to our situation here. Is it 100 points for an arrest and 100 points for a conviction? The most you can get out of this is 50 points.
Well, the Queen Mother, his own mother, convicted him. In the court of public opinion, by the way, I might add.
So explain what happened. And
give so she basically stripped him of all of his royal
medals,
privileges, and things of that nature.
Yeah, like you are not supposed to call him your royal highness now.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, just call him Andrew.
And basically this is all because of, you know, the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing.
Which was something that happened before our bad luck draft, our bad year draft.
But he was told face-to-face by his mother, Queen Elizabeth, that he no longer will be known as his royal highness.
All right, so let's go to the court with this one.
I just, you know, quite frankly, and he is under investigation. He's trying to stop the investigation.
Yeah, but the under investigation was before you drafted him.
But I... Well,
so that's a big part of it. Like I couldn't take Michael Jackson and then claim points for some of his accusations.
All right, so
that happened
she
in his
stripped
life.
Him of his royal and military titles. Royal and military titles.
So it's 100 points for a conviction, is this correct?
100 points for a conviction, yes.
I
think he deserves 100 points for this?
No. But it's the Queen Mother stripped him. In my opinion,
different titles.
I would say he would get 50 points if I had a vote.
You do have a vote.
So you're 50. Then I say.
50. Oh, I don't know. I guess Boomer has to have a vote since otherwise we'd be tied.
Right. 50 points is fair.
How do we distinguish the 50 and 25 point differential?
All right, here it is.
Because it's not good. It definitely is not a good start to the year for Prince Andrew. So I do believe it is worth. Points for sure.
All right, so 50, yeah, it's worth points, but how many? So 50 for a serious scandal involving an investigation.
This is not a serious scandal. I mean, the Queen Mother taking away both royal and military
titles.
The
argument against it would be, though, that the scandal started before you drafted him. Yeah, but this is just the act of her.
I'm going to change my thing. What's 25?
25 is anything considered bad press.
He has been outside, peripherally. This has been, you know, the fact that the Queen Mother at the beginning of the year is taking away both sets of titles from her son.
All right.
Come on.
How about this? This should be fair. It doesn't have to be 50. It doesn't have to be 25. I propose a 35 points.
I think that's a good compromise.
And what was Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown was 25 points.
And what is Kanye?
Kanye is 50 because there's an investigation that happened after he took him. You got to remember that.
And you got 25 for Joe Judge, and that's probably it.
I hope to God it is, yes.
Right. So, in other words, if the lawsuit against Prince Andrew is allowed to go forward,
yes,
then what?
Then you're going to get some more points. Okay. Anything that happens after you drafted him. But the scandal happened before you drafted him.
And 10 points is what? The first threshold.
Yeah, the 10 points.
But I have to tell you, I was never thinking that the Queen
minor
Mother
negativity.
Was going to take away. This is not minor negativity.
I'm answering Eddie's question.
I know, but I'm just saying this is so much more than minor negativity.
And I will want to just throw this out there. If Rob Manfred, the proposal rejected outright yesterday. Does that count as minor negativity? And, by the way, every day, once spring training was supposed to start, every day that there's no baseball, I think I should get 10 points.
I don't know about that. I think I'll give... What do you think about 10 points for Eddie on rejecting the latest
proposal?
And
every day that there's no baseball. No,
not every day there's no baseball.
Right, I could argue this. Every day there's freaking inflation going through the ceiling.
That's a fair point.
And that touches everybody, and there's nobody
can
even
of worms.
Controlling
slippery slope.
It. Like, nobody even gives a crap.
Slippery slope. Let's
No, it's not a slippery slope. That's point worth.
Can of worms.
He's talking about baseball not
I'm not
played.
Awarding him that. He's not getting that.
How about
that?
This for Jerry with his Donald Trump pick that the Oathbreaker guy has now been arrested, I think?
See, I didn't even see. He's going to have to bring that to us.
Yeah, if we don't see it, it's not. Is it really bad news?
I heard it on Wins.
So we go in 35 points for Prince Andrew. Everybody,
yeah, I think Queen Mother involved. Yeah,
30. That's a large chunk of points.
Took away two titles, military and royal.
But if you look at our rules,
yeah,
this really should be a 25 pointer. We're giving you the extra.
So you're saying
10.
17 and a half points per title?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
One incident.
Exactly.
Now, if he gets convicted. In the sexual harassment case, that's big.
That's huge. You should be happy with 35 points. You got 25 and then the additional 10 we gave on top of that. And you're in second place right now. You should be thrilled about that. I mean, do not look a gift horse in the mouth.
I have so many other things that I could point to that you guys are not accepting for some reason.
Well.
And I don't know why, but.
Because we're going to be fighting with you all day on that. We've had very specific rules here.
All right.
Very specific
rules. Right, and then
rules.
I could get, again, then I'm getting something for Manfred every day or whatever.
Yeah. We're talking about really having a bad year.
I mean, the fact that you picked Joe Judge, I mean, that shows just how in touch with what's going on the ground. You got your ear to the ground.
You should have taken Joe Judge and Matt Nagy, and then you would add an easy 50 points just like that.
Yeah, but the point is you want reoccurring points from the same person.
That's
why Al's probably got, you got Antonio Brown.
I do have Antonio Brown. And so I picked the wrong Paul brother, by the way. I picked Jake Paul. Logan Paul in the news. He bought $3.5 million worth of fake Pokemon cards. That would have at least gotten me 10 points. At least.
I mean, all right. So.
That's bad. It's a minor negativity. That's without a doubt. That's by being an idiot and buying $3.5 million worth of fake Pokemon cards.
Why are we buying Pokemon cards?
Because they thought they were worth something. It was collecting them. But it doesn't matter. I don't get any points because it's the different brothers.
Does he play Pokemon or whatever?
Pokemon,
whatever.
I don't know. I assume so. I don't know.
Pokemon?
You playing Pokemon?
I have no idea.
Yeah, all right. So I picked the wrong Paul brother, apparently. We'll see what happens. It's early. It's still mid-January. We got a long way to go. So just to refresh you on the teams here so everybody knows who's on everybody's team, Eddie's got Rob Manfred, Joe Judge, Urban Meyer, and Aaron Boone. Boomer's got President Biden, Prince Andrew, Kamala Harris, and Kadarius Toney. Al's got Travis Barker, Will Smith, Bill Gates, and Kanye. Jerry's got Donald Trump, Pete Davidson, Ben Affleck, and A-Rod. I've got Antonio Brown, Meghan Markle, Jake Paul, and Ed Arzuman. That's my team there, the last one. Yeah. So there you go, big sister.
I wanted to take Dan and Carteret, but I didn't think he was popular enough.
I actually responded to a Dan tweet yesterday. He was happy that there were two new fast food restaurants that opened up in Carteret. One was Wingstop, and the other was like Captain Bill's Crab Boil or something.
How is Dan doing?
I don't know. Is the ban lifted yet, Al?
Do we miss Dan enough yet?
Yeah, the ban's lifted.
Yeah, okay. So he's allowed to call back in. But I missed him a little bit yesterday when he was tweeting about this, and I had to respond. He said, well, what was the have you ever heard of this place? Captain Cook's Seafood Boil? Have you ever heard of that place?
No.
He's like, I can't wait to hit up Captain Cook's Seafood Boil. It just opened up in Carteret.
Isn't our buddy Victor Cruz opening up some fast food places over in Jersey?
Crystal Burgers. They're like a White Castle type hamburger, like sliders.
Oh, sliders.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Crystal right. Burgers.
Yeah, good luck.
How many is he opening?
I thought he's doing one in Patterson, his hometown, and then if that goes well, I think they're going to expand some other ones.
Crystal Burgers.
With Crystal with a K.
See, I never understood. I never understood, like, you have In-N-Out Burger is West Coast, Whataburger is down south in Texas. You got, like, Shake Shack here. Why do they never expand? Five Guys as well as here.
And White Castle.
Why? Yeah, but why do they never expand? Like, In-N-Out Burger should expand across the country. Should be everywhere. Why is it only regional? Doesn't make any sense to me. Like, let's get a
Because we already have Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's.
Well, so do they in L.A. too. So I don't understand. If you really want to make some money, let's go. If you opened an In-N-Out Burger, see, there was actually, they expanded a Whataburger, and they put it in Tennessee, I think. It was the first one they ever put in Tennessee, and there was a line of cars for 10 miles. 10 miles to get a Whataburger.
Sure they weren't getting a COVID test?
No, that's here. It's in Nassau County.
But that would be a good thing to do, though. Like,
get a burger and then get a COVID test?
Yeah, if you want one.
Yeah, right. Who doesn't want a delicious hamburger?
Maybe we should do what the NBA and the NFL are doing. If you don't have symptoms, don't test.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus God.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.